Well, the role of mass media should be to help educate everyone around the world, because it's the easiest and most cost-effective way to reach huge numbers of people. Now, of course, mass media has quite a mixed record in this. There are certainly some successes. I would argue, for example, that CNN has done a tremendous service to global education, because you now can get news from all around the world, anywhere in the world, and you get news not only about the politics, but also about science and other things. And I think that's done a great service in contributing to education all over the world. On the other hand, we all know that Hollywood puts out all kinds of garbage that is horrible. And I think maybe one of the differences that we see there is that CNN, for the most part, has done a good job of assuming that if they present news, that people out there will be interested in it. You know, when Ted Turner started CNN, everybody said he couldn't make a go of it because people didn't care about news enough. But it turns out that they do. And I think the biggest failing of mass media is that they tend to underestimate the intelligence of people around the world, and therefore they send stuff out that's pretty awful. When they do on occasion put things out that are intelligent, they always seem shocked that they get a good response. A couple examples I'll give is Carl Sagan's series Cosmos, which turned out to be the most viewed public television show in history. And yet it's a very high-level intellectual series about astronomy. It's popular. You would think that the mass media would learn from that, that if they put good stuff out there, people will watch it and it will pay off for them. Another recent example I'll give is the movie Lord of the Rings, which I saw recently and very much enjoyed. That is much more quality literature, much more quality movie than most of what Hollywood puts out, and yet it's been extremely popular. It got nominated for an Academy Award, as did another movie this year called A Beautiful Mind, which is about a Nobel Prize winning mathematician. Nobel Prize was in economics, of course, and it actually talks some about his ideas that led to the Nobel Prize, although it focuses biographically on his life, and it's also been very popular. So I would hope that the mass media will start to learn that instead of putting out the usual drivel, that if they put something real into it that can contribute to global education, that they will still make lots of money, but they'll be doing a service at the same time, and maybe they'll even earn more money because there'll be more people who will be interested in it and care about it.